All right, folks, we're back. Thanks for joining the Locker Room Access post-game show. Well, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, of the pre-game show, UVA was up against a very challenging test. Habs, how did we perform? I mean, I know how we performed, but what grade are you giving us?
Well, that was like a MS-13 gang initiation beatdown for 40 minutes. I mean, that was a clinic. We shot really well. So I'm going to give us a B plus at this point.
Not for the game, but that's where we are right now. You're saying we're at a B plus during the season.
Yes. I'm going to say B plus. I was really impressed. You know, we've made so many adjustments since the beginning of the season, and we're just playing so much better. I think roles have been defined little bit more. People know when they're going to play. There's just a lot more continuity and a lot more cohesion. So I'm giving us a B plus right now. That's the 12th ranked team in the country, you know, according to the experts. And they may be wrong about that, but that's arguably the second best team we've played, and we destroyed them. It was a impressive win by the guys, and you know, it doesn't get any easier from here. We're right in the heart of ACC play.
Dougie, you sticking with the B minus, C plus, or are you changing your grade?
No, I think what the guys did, they put in their hours in the what do you call it? Have office hours? They went to see the professor. They sucked it up. 6 a.m. office hours. They talked to him, and they got better. And I really think it has a lot to do with our rotation, and our coaches are saying, here's who we are. And I saw a lot more leadership. I saw Jay bark at a couple guys tonight, and I saw guys interacting in a different way. But, I mean, look, I said we'd win 90 to 50. I get it. I'm always right. But we just buried him. It was one of those.
I was going to say congratulations again, yet again, for being right. It's unbelievable.
We buried them, but it's not – I don't know if we buried them. They missed shots. I really didn't have a good feel for the game, but, I mean, shit, we're going the right way.
There it is.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask you, what is it about what we're doing now that's different than what we were doing in the beginning of the season, Dougie?
I feel like players know who they are more now, and the chemistry, that secret word – and I think it's coaching. I think the coaches have established a certain system in terms of rotations and the starting lineup and whatever. And our guard play is nuts. All right, I'm doing it.
Dougie Minimi wants to share some strategy as well.
Mark, I'll give you one example of something different we talked about earlier. Jay's lack of hesitancy to shoot. If you go back earlier in the year, look at last year, first couple games this year, he would catch. Now he's catching and looking to fire. You can juxtapose, you know, those games to what's happening now. I think it's pretty remarkable. And I know there's a stat out there, and maybe this is for Zach and you know, the other members of the team to look up, but look, when we win, Jay gets a lot of shots and scores. And I know there's a stat out there that will back that up. But and the other one is Kihei. I mean, Kihei is really comfortable, as Doug said, with who he is now. And, you know, I didn't see Zach. I don't think we didn't see any Kihei low post today. I didn't, you know, that's always sort of a fan favorite. But really just made huge steps. And Sam, Mark, you always point out rebounding machine. Like, he just does a lot of things really well. So we were talking during the game, how do you defend us? And, you know, I just don't know what the answer is right now. Gonzaga outscored us for sure, but we're a tough matchup for just about every team in the country.
Jay Huff, 12 shots. Kihei, 5 for 7. I think he had 5 assists, no turnovers. Zachy, is that right?
Oh, yep, that's right. I mean, low turnover game in general, only 7 in the game. That's very impressive. We've had under eight or fewer turnovers in every single ACC game, taking care of the ball. You know, Jay Huff had 5 assists. That's amazing. Like that's great. 5 assists from him, 6 from Reese, 5 from Kihei. You know, we're moving the ball, 22 assists on the game. You know, obviously some of that's making open shots, but yeah, I mean, they're sharing the ball and they're not turning it over, which is huge.
Can I say something about Reese, by the way? Everybody loves him, which kind of annoys me because I was first, but you don't always notice him. But he just does. He doesn't need to be noticed. He's a very good player without having to be noticed. Then all of a sudden he dunks, and you're like, he's the man. But he just does. He does his thing. He's low key, and he's very effective. And he's not blowing up turnovers. You know, like, oh my gosh, he threw it into the fourth row or whatever. He's just, you know, I really mean
for TW.
Yeah, TW gets a gas face.
Reese, 8 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds.
1 turnover? No. He walked. He walked one time.
Yep. When you look at this team how they're moving now, and when they shoot, when a team shoots 55% from 3 and they take 27 threes, that is a great sign, and that is hard to beat.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your stat. T-Dubs, I think, got really close with Danny Nichol last week after the game. And so now he and Danny Nichol are sharing information back and forth and figuring out who's going to tweet up or discover information faster. Coach, you know, it's hard to watch that game and be so in tune to it for the whole 20 minutes of the second half, right? But, and you look at, and I know we talk about your guy, right? Justin McCoy.
Good to see him.
And your daughter's guy. And I think it was really important to watch those guys come in, the third team come in, and play really well. They look good.
Right. There was not the drop-off that you might expect.
Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily against Clemson's third team right away. Clemson still was playing with their second team. And the reason I bring that up is to understand, for people to understand, like, this UVA's third team is really good. And also, they look good. They look better.
Yeah.
And then when they look good and they're pushing the first team and the second team, the first and second team start playing better, right?
I mean, everything. And I just I need to take a second to point out, when we did the pregame, my co-hosts on this show disrespected this team by giving them B minuses. I was the only one that had enough faith to give us a B, which is a whole third of a letter grade higher than
I'm going to correct you on something, because Hav actually gave them an incomplete.
Oh, right. Well, that, which is – So where does Hav put him now?
He said
B plus.
B plus. Yeah, I think they definitely, you know, in my book, it moves up to a B plus. Look, we talked last game when we did this about watching a team become, which is one of the most fun things you can do as a fan, is to see a team develop. I mean, yeah, it's great when they start great out of the gates and finish great, but watch them just get a little bit better and start figuring things out. And the coaches are figuring things out too. These lineups and who they're playing with whom, it's been really exciting. And that's one of the things I enjoy the most about watching sports in general. And this has been really fascinating. Now, I mean, obviously they can go out the next game and fall on their faces, but it gives you so much hope to see what they were able to put together today and to see, you know, maybe a glimpse of that ceiling. I mean, when things are clicking on all cylinders, you know, they're not going to have too many performances that are better than what they did today. But if they can consistently go out and play at or near what they did today, they're going to win a whole bunch of games.
Beat a team in the conference by 35 on the road is remarkable. Dougie, what little things did you notice? Dougie's little things. We're going to start doing a little segment.
Yeah. I just noticed how remarkable the win was, but how unremarkable the performance was. Meaning, like, what do you really remember? Jay was great guy, but nobody, like, Trey didn't hit 10 threes. Kihei didn't have 20 assists. It was just a total dominant overall team performance. But I can't pick real things out other than Jay having 5 assists, an anomaly. You know, Kihei played probably the least minutes he's played in a year and a half. I just saw that graphic, 26 or 22.
Habs, I want to go back. Tuggy, I'm going to ask you about another little thing about the team, about the bench. But Habs, I want to point out something to you that we talked about last game with Jay not hesitating. right? And I think it was only three or four games ago where he was catching at the top of the key and jabbing and shot faking and jabbing and shot faking and hesitating, when, in which you point out tonight, he's not doing that, right? He's being just aggressive. And I still, you know, the communication on defense is so much improved, but I still see things, a few things that are going to, if we can just make some more adjustments, we even get better, right? And I think if Jay can continue to make adjustments and he's doing more and he's doing better, just a few more small adjustments, and I think we become really good.
Yeah. I think as people who talk about this stuff, two things that stuck out, kind of on the negative side for me. One is kind of a continued lack of low post scoring, right? We just lit it up from outside, and a lot of long shots went in tonight, and that's great, but they don't always go in. And then this is something, Mark, I think maybe for Jay Willie that you can bring up. I think there was a missed opportunity tonight for the coaching staff. Yes, they got Carson and Jabri and Justin in, but they got them in with, you know, 2 minutes left or 3 minutes left. I would have loved to see those guys play from, say, the 14-minute mark to the 11-minute mark, where it matters a little more. Not when it's, you know, you're in the human victory cigar mode. And that's personal to me, because I felt that a lot as a player. And, you know, getting in with 10 minutes left the score's not close, but playing with the starters, having a chance, I think that they missed an opportunity tonight to get those guys comfortable. And who knows what happens down the road, a couple injuries, foul trouble, somebody transfers, that can be invaluable. So maybe we ask Jay about that and their philosophy around it.
So have at the 7 minute mark up 35, and I don't want to tell anybody how to coach, right? As a coach, I can't do that because people are always telling me, thinking about what's this guy doing as a coach, right? And I don't need anybody telling me, because they don't know my team. They're not at practices. But I was thinking the same thing, Hav. I wonder why he's not doing it. And maybe I'm sure there are reasons why he doesn't want to maybe put the team. I don't know. I don't want to speak for him, and I don't want to speculate. But that same thing popped in my head at 7 minutes up 35. I was wondering and curious as to when he was going to put in the likes of Jabri and Carson. And when they did go in, I thought they looked good. I just thought, you know, sometimes you put in your third team and the guys that hadn't much experience, and they're flustered and they rush and they ran the sides. They ran the blocker mover really well. They were patient. They were calm. They didn't look nervous. They didn't look out of control. They weren't reckless. I thought they did a really good job. And they looked like they were, you know, if there's an audition to get playing time in next game, I think they did their job. I think they proved that they're worthy of some meaningful minutes.
They good.
So I will ask Jay Willie that.
Yeah, that's a great phrase. There's a difference between minutes and meaningful minutes, right? And a lot of times I would get in at the end of the game, you know, there'd be a minute and a half left, non-meaningful minutes, where we were either up a lot or down a lot. I would have rather played a minute and a half of meaningful minutes.
Sure.
And, you know, that's we were speculating that the reasons for not doing it are new team. They don't know each other that well. They're still getting some of their meaningful minutes as a group against a quality opponent. Now, Clemson didn't play well, but they'll come back and play much better than they did tonight and beat some teams that will surprise us. So, but I do think it was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, but again, I don't want to speculate why. Dougie, the one thing I was going to mention, little thing on the sideline, which is not such a little thing, the bench.
Yep.
The behavior by the bench, how ecstatic they were when anybody scored.
Yeah.
Made a good play.
That's becoming a new trend, and the kids are right. I saw the Michigan-Minnesota game today, and the announcers were saying how the Michigan kids are chanting defense, defense. That's becoming a trend, and I hope that UVA, our guys, lead that trend. Yep. And keep it going. So it's a huge deal, man. You know?
Yep.
I mean, I think me and Chris in the ACC tournament 1990, our freshman year, first year, I think we had the best jump and pump fist pumps in the history of the tournament.
Hey,
Right? Against Carolina and then Georgia Tech. We were all in.
You basically saying you're a trendsetter.
We got a lot of airtime, and I became somewhat of the subject matter expert of being able to get on TV without actually playing. It's a skill, and I'm happy to take anyone through it after the podcast.
So are you saying when you were warming up before the game, doing your very demanding warm-up, you noticed where the cameras were?
Not necessarily that, but I, you know, we got very good at choreographed handshakes.
Oh, we had a 45 second handshake, Marky Mark, before this shit all started.
And we get down on the floor, we jump, we had a good little routine. And I know one of the teams, and I can't remember who it was, maybe you guys have seen it, but I think SportsCenter did a special on, they've gotten really extravagant and hilarious with sort of the bench celebrations. And I personally am mad that I didn't think of it first.
You know, we talk about Twitter and social media. One of the things that I enjoyed Coach seeing on social media is Marco Anthony's dance, right? Yes. During the championship run.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's it. People were posting it this week because Hoosier so happy how well he's doing at Utah State. And it was a nice reminder. And you know that kind of stuff. I mean, that matters to the guys on the court, right, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, of course it does. Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep yourself in the game.
I mean, the fans obviously love it. But, I mean, you got to figure the players are hearing that as well.
TW is posting his dad. His dad's up now.
We have to get, I think, my crowning achievement of heavy exposure without playing was after Bryant's game-winning shot. I think it was at Wake.
At Wake,
you know the acronym.
NTBTF.
Yeah, but we're not going to get into that. But I got a solid 30 seconds of airtime, and I think I was on SportsCenter for 12 to 15 seconds.
Yeah, that was incredible.
And how hard is it for someone to be genuinely excited when you're frustrated about playing time? That's really hard.
It is hard. No, it is hard.
It's hard.
You're right, Mark.
It's hard. It's a little bit hard during the game, but like you're into the game. It's hard after the game. And I know that someone reported that Justin and I think it was Jabri went out after the game and were shooting around. There were a lot of nights at U-Haul where I was shooting in there.
Yeah.
I'd stay dressed. They do the media. Everybody would leave, and then I'd go shoot. Because when you're with your teammates and into the flow of the game, it's still exciting. But you know, when you're alone by yourself, that's when the demons can creep in, and that's when it's hard and sad. And we've talked about the only currency athletes have, really, is playing time, and it's a valuable currency.
I'll say something, at least in our time. And I assume it's the same way now. There was never a jealousy about somebody else doing well.
No.
But there was a feeling about yourself if you weren't part of that. And, you know, I'd go regularly after games my first year and go to Slaughter and play.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted to play against the e-school kids and just drill them and feel like I was good at basketball again. You know, I'd do that all the time.
I think the kids that get really selfish. And I can think of a few of them. They didn't last long on our team, right? They transferred out, they left, that didn't work out for them, but for whatever reason. And look, I said this when I talked to you, there's a lot of dignity in working hard and showing up every day to practice and, you know, being valuable to the team by either simulating another player or pushing guys.
Yep.
You've got to find that. If you don't find that, you can be in a sad and lonely place.
No question. We had Kate Lemke on the podcast, Dougie and TW, myself, a couple of weeks ago. We actually talked about exactly what you're speaking about right now.
Right.
All right. Boy Wonder, one person we haven't spoken about a lot is Trey Murphy. Mm. Really strong game. Not a ton of minutes and still made the most of his minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he didn't miss. He was 5 for 5, 3 for 3 from three, grabbed a couple boards. You know, I mean, he's, you know, had a nice dunk. He's an X factor for this team. If he's hitting shots, if he's defending like he's capable of, it kind of puts this team, at another level, right? And I think him and potentially Casey, you can throw a Waldo in there, and Reese can sort of be that sort of fourth guy to give you a bump. And you know, all four of those guys really were really impressive today. You know, Casey had a quieter game, but you know, I mean, Trey having, I believe, 13, Wodatensai chipping in 14, you know, combining to make 7 threes. That's huge. And then, you know, Sam Hauser was 4 for 5 from three today. You know, we're seeing some of that correction, you know, law of averages play out there. You know, I mean, obviously we hit a lot of shots in general, but, you know, when those complimentary guys are hitting shots and being effective and guarding, this team's at a whole new level.
It's the second game in a row with five guys shooting in double digits.
Three in the last four.
Right. That's insane. I mean, and you know, we scored 85 and the high scoring guy had 14 points. That's a distribution. And that's why Clemson couldn't do anything. It's not like, okay, we just got to defend this guy. We got to defend a Malcolm or a Kyle or something like that. There were five guys on the court. I mean, we, you know, of the starters, Reese Beekman had 8 points, but his offensive rating was still 143. Trey Murphy, as you mentioned, 258 offensive rating, which is pretty strong, you know, on 13 points. I mean, that's really efficient basketball, and that presents a matchup problem for any team, because there were six guys that played today that were just pouring it in.
I think Clemson just had their Gonzaga moment tonight. I think all their fans are feeling like we did after Gonzaga, like, where do we go from here? Oh, we're not that good. They'll be back. They have good players. They'll surprise some people, but they're not, I don't think, the 12th ranked team in the country.
Anybody remember how many dunks we had in the game?
Four.
T-Dubs just showed three or four.
I remember four.
And Reese had one.
Reese, Trey.
Jay.
Jay.
That's three.
Jay had one or two.
I know Jay. Oh, Jay had two. Jay had two. He had an alley-oop. He had an alley-oop, and then he had one in the paint where he, like, reached over a guard. So that's four. Yeah.
I don't know what the max number of dunks that UVA's had in the last 4 or 5 years, but I'm curious. We got to get Dan Nickel on that.
Yeah.
He dubs. All right. Coming up Wednesday, NC State. Clemson beat NC State by 4 in overtime. I have not really seen them. I've seen them a very little bit. Anybody else? Has anyone else had a chance to see them?
Nope.
I've watched them a little bit, and given everything, that they're a team that can play at a high level sometimes. They're just not at that level full time yet. And so it's a classic trap game for us. You might have a team going in to that a little bit confident because it's a team that we should beat. I think it's a team that we will beat. But NC State, you know, they're not untalented. They're not poorly coached. They're just losing sometimes. So
they lost by 30 to Florida State the other night. They lost to Miami at home, and they lost to Clemson in overtime. Like, this league is the most schizophrenic league I think I remember of such high level basketball.
Yeah. Right. Right. And with all those losses, they're going to beat one of the top teams in the league one of these nights, you know, maybe probably just one night. You know, they're not going to pick up many of those, but they'll get one of those. And we don't want it to be us.
Well, let's hope it's not Wednesday for sure. Right. And I know, Habs, you'll be ready with this scouting report. Right.
All right. Is that game still on? Are they in COVID?
Say it again.
Is that game in doubt because of COVID?
I think it's in doubt a little bit. I think it's up in the air. I don't know the details, though.
Or we can get two teams coming off COVID delays.
Yeah, if we can't play NC State, hopefully we can get a rescheduled game. Right. Zach, what did it look like on offense what's your speculation in terms of what we ran? Locker mover.
Yeah, I didn't see any five out. There was a return to sides some. You know, the percentages are going to be a little bit skewed because they ran it late with some of the guys off the bench. You know, there's still a good amount of their triangle set. They went away from it a little bit early, and after using it over 75% of possessions in past games, I'm assuming it's going to be less than that when I go back and do the math. You know, they ran some sides, they ran some ball screen stuff with Reese, and sort of mixed those sort of three offenses together there to sort of get the best product they could. And it's good to see, you know, them be flexible against a good defense. You know, we put up 85, but this is still a tough defensive team. They're not the best defense in the country, but, you know, they're a good squad, and we executed tonight. So, you know, no matter what we were running, you know, it was going to be efficient. You know, we decided to spread the floor a little bit more than we have in past games because that triangle offense is naturally going to have three guys in the middle. So I think we wanted to spread things out a little bit. But, you know, it was a good performance overall, and only positive things to say really right now.
Yep. All right, Zach, you'll have the numbers for us by
next day or two. You know, I'll rewatch tonight and put them up. Put them up on the blog.
Call it midnight. Looking
forward to reviewing that. Habs, like you said, and I don't remember. I think this was when we were all talking at the start of the second half. Clemson may not be the highest rated defensive team after this game tonight, and we short-showed them.
Yeah, it's early, and they had look, they have a good team, but they won't stay there for much longer. And when I watched tape on them, I saw that they were good defensively, but they're not the best defensive team in the country. And that was proven tonight. They had a bad night. We've had them. Let's get ready for NC State and keep the train rolling.
All right. Let's definitely do that. Wednesday, NC State is what's scheduled momentarily or at this moment, which could change, but if nothing does change, ACC Network, 7 o'clock at JPJ. We will see you all there. Please join us for the pregame show at 6:30. Thanks everyone for joining us. We will see you soon. Jay Willie Show Tuesday night. Please join that if you can as well. Take care,
special
everybody.
Guest. Special guest for Jay Willie Tuesday night. We got
special guest. Yes, that should be a joy. That should make him feel better.
Yes.